Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 43rd episode of The Simple Sophisticate, and welcome to summer. Officially, yesterday, June 21st, the Pacific Northwest and much of the Northern Hemisphere began the summer season. Officially, that is. I think many of us have already started it, as the weather has been beautiful for a handful of weeks. Now, I realize that this also, for my Southern Hemisphere readers and listeners, means that the winter season has begun. But the good news on that front is that the days are getting longer for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere. But back to this idea of summer. As I was zipping around this weekend doing errands, this and that, it began to truly look and feel like summer. There were more tourists out and about, and there were more out-of-state plates. More wafting smells of barbecue were tantalizing the neighborhood. And the sunshine meant that we needed ample sunscreen, as it was abundant. So yeah, it's here, and it's something that many of us may not be ready for, because that means we have to scurry and plan and pack, but it may be something that many of us are more than ready for. Now, while I am a teacher, as many of you know, I have this opportunity to have approximately 3 months off and to solely focus on my writing and my blogging and leisure. I know, though, that not everyone has this opportunity. And because of that, I wanted to take a look at how anyone can enjoy the summer more fully, because the days are longer and there is, for example, more fresh food available. There are also more ample outdoor activities to enjoy because of the nice weather. So I came up with 15 ways to embrace and make the most of these next 3 months, whether you have 3 months off or not. Now, before I dive into those 15, today's petit plaisir is something that I think you're going to enjoy if you're looking for entertainment on your travels. For example, if you're on a plane or a train or in the car even, and you want something to take your mind off everything and just get lost in a good film, I have something better. It's a brand new television series. It just became available a couple days ago, and you can download all of the episodes whenever you want to. I will share all of the details at the end of today's episode, so be sure to stay tuned. Now let's get back to those 15 ways to make the most of summer. Number one. Integrate yoga or meditation into your weekly or daily routine. Now, I don't know if many of you know this or not, but back in December 2014, June 21st, so yesterday, officially became International Yoga Day. For all the yogis out there that already know this, you probably had your summer solstice sun salutation gathering yesterday, or I don't know, my yoga studio did something to that effect. So you probably already know about this. But if you didn't, in fact, officially, the United Nations made June 21st International Yoga Day, and it was actually proctored or brought in by Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. And this idea of yoga, as we know, began in India. It is the integration of the mind and body. Now, I know not everyone is into yoga. I've talked about yoga briefly before and meditation briefly before on the blog. And I will include on the show notes benefits and ways you can incorporate these practices into your life should you be curious or interested, because you don't have to go to a yoga studio, but you sure can. I've done both and I enjoy both of them. In fact, I still do one and the other from time to time. I'm not solely at home doing my yoga or at the studio. It just depends on my schedule. But the reason I suggest trying to integrate meditation or yoga into your daily routine or weekly routine this summer is because there is more time in the day, number one, as far as daylight's concerned. And if your schedule slows down a little bit, you can become more mindful of all that's going well. And even if it's meditating for 5 minutes every night before you go to bed, or 5 minutes in the morning before you start your day, that's a start. Now, ultimately, the purpose of yoga is to prepare the mind and body to be able to meditate. So if you're wondering why yoga, meditation, why do they go together? Well, the whole reason behind yoga, the stretching, the poses, is to get the body ready and more open and willing to meditate. And if you go backwards and start with meditation and then go into yoga practice, that's fine. If you just do meditation, that's perfectly fine as well. But it's something to think about. Because at least for me, when my schedule slows down this summer, I meditate more regularly and longer. And once those habits are formed after 3 months, it's easier to keep them going into the rest of the year. So this may be a great time to start a habit you've been curious about, to see if you want to have it in your routine throughout the rest of the year. So number one, integrate yoga or meditation into your weekly or daily routine. Number two is get a restful night's sleep. That's the one of the beautiful things about summer, is that the light often will wake us up, and it's usually earlier than we need to get up. And so we get to lay there and just kind of luxuriate in our beds before we actually hop out of bed. So go ahead and get into place your evening rituals that kind of let your mind know that it's time to start thinking about falling asleep, and make sure the temperature in your bedroom is cool. If you have no air conditioning, figure out a way to cool down your room. Make sure you're sleeping in cotton sheets and turn down that duvet. And if you don't have to worry about air conditioning, open a window. Fresh air is one of the best inducers of sleep. So create an environment that will help you fall asleep and stay asleep until your body clock wakes you up. Enjoy that one. Number two, catch up on your sleep. Number three is to create an unplugged schedule. Now, I realize that this may not be a schedule that we can stay on the other 9 months of the year, but perhaps for summer, when it comes to our tech gadgets, our smartphones, our iPads, our computers even, perhaps we can take a few days off and stick to that schedule, or create certain rules for yourself, if nothing else, that at 6 o'clock, I'm turning off my cell phone, or I'm putting it away and I'm not going to scroll through my social media. Whatever it is, create a schedule that separates you from your technology. You can do it. I know that I need to do it. And I'm going to try to do that more this summer. So I'll let you know how it goes. But whether it's 2 days a week or a certain time every night, or you don't check your email immediately when you wake up, or you don't keep your phone next to your bed, so the first thing you do when you wake up is to check your messages. Try one thing. Try one thing and see how it goes. You may be surprised how much more at ease your mind becomes, and you can focus more and be in the present moment more fully. So number three, create an unplugged schedule. Number four, go outside. Have fun with all that Mother Nature offers. Whether it's simply walking outside more because you have more hours in the day and more daylight, or maybe it's going out paddleboarding. I know that's something I'm so excited to do this summer in Bend. Opportunities everywhere. Maybe it's floating the river, or maybe it's simply sitting outside more often. Whatever it is, go outside, play, walk. your dogs, your friends, your kids, your spouse will love this. And just getting that fresh air will help you to sleep better at night, which comes back to point number two. So number four, go outside. Number five is schedule a me day. This could be a spa day where you schedule a massage or a facial, or maybe it's just an afternoon where you go and get a pedicure instead of having to do it yourself. Take a day and indulge in you. Create it ahead of time so you have something to look forward to down the road. Plan activities or an appointment that you truly want to savor, that is right up your alley. And maybe it's not a spa, maybe it's something else entirely, but something that is a de-stressor, calms you down, stops the clock for a moment, and lets you just breathe without responsibility. So number five, schedule a me day. Number six is revamp your eating. Now more than ever, more local produce is available. This is the season. This is the time when farmers markets are popping up everywhere and you can experiment with so many other foods. I was reading recently an article in the Wall Street Journal called "The Best Diet is Deliciousness." I love it. I'll provide a link on today's show notes. But it's so true. When we fill ourselves up with real food that comes directly from the farmer, or at least close to, depending on where you are, the flavor is so much more intact, and thus we become satiated more quickly and consume less food, and thus helping not only our health out, but our budget out as well. Now, this is also the time where you can grill more outside. I was talking about barbecues at the top of the episode. So start to grill not only the meats that you enjoy if you like to eat meat, but also grill your vegetables. And I want to try this one. Grill or roast peaches. I guess the smell is supposed to be amazing. Please comment today if you've done this and you know, or you can testify to the fact, or if there's anything else between the vegetables and the fruit that you've experimented with and highly recommend, please share in the comments. It adds a bit of flavor and definitely changes things up a bit. And something you can't do year round if you are in certain places in the Northern Hemisphere. So number six is revamp your eating. And back to that whole idea of creating a habit. This is a great time to create those eating habits that you can carry with you throughout the rest of the 9 months of the year. So take that time, sit down, pin out what you're going to be doing and trying to focus on, and I think you'll find you'll have more success than you realize. I will provide a link on today's show notes of how to eat well, some ideas to kickstart this revamping if you would like to take a look, so be sure to check that out. So number six is revamp your eating. Number seven is indulge in leisure reading. This is also a great time, even though people are obviously traveling on vacations, but if they do have more free time, to either start a book club with a few of your friends or to join a book club. But more than anything, this is when you read whatever you want, at least in the world that is mine with regards to education. I am more able to read things that I may not talk about in the blog, but I just want to read. That just sounds interesting to me. Or books that I don't have to talk about in the classroom, but I just want to dive into and get lost in. One of the books that I am reading currently, and I mentioned it on my Instagram this past week, is the new book by Candace Bushnell, the author of Sex and the City, called Killing Monica. And it is a fun read. I have not finished it yet, but I am well into it. I think I'm in chapter six. And it is well worth a read. If you enjoyed Sex and the City, if you enjoyed that whole genre of novels that she writes, you're going to enjoy this one. At least I have so far. But it's definitely a summer read, the definition of a summer read, something to take your mind away, perhaps percolate a few things, but at the same time, just to get lost in. So number seven, indulge in leisure reading. All right, so we've gone over seven of the 15 ways to make the most of your summer. I'm going to take a quick 1 minute intermission and I will see you on the other side with the remaining eight. Welcome back. Let's get right back into the list of 15 ways to make the most of your summer. Number 8 is to enjoy the local offerings. Just about every city or town will create some kind of pamphlet, whether the newspaper does it or the Chamber of Commerce. Well, they will usually create a summer pamphlet for all the different activities for people to enjoy. They usually have it for the tourists, but it's a fantastic thing to pick up if you are a local. Sometimes it costs money and sometimes it's free. And a fun thing to do, and I actually did this a few weeks ago when I was in Bend, we picked up one of these pamphlets and I just made a list of running lists and put them on my calendar of things that I wanted to attend or try or visit during the next 3 months during the summer. And I highly recommend doing this. Not everything is going to speak to you, but at least if you're not going out of town this summer or you're going to be in town a lot this summer in your hometown or wherever you live, this is a great way to do something different with your schedule, to really get out there, try new things, and take advantage of what your town has to offer that either you were aware of and haven't enjoyed yet, or maybe you weren't even aware of it. And it'll just kind of show you another offering of your town. So number 8 is to enjoy the local offerings. Number 9 is to plan and enjoy a picnic. I love picnics. I absolutely love picnics. I love sitting out in the yard. And now, like I said, it doesn't have to be at a park. Go out in your yard and do this. But, you know, obviously one of the most dreamed about places to have a picnic, at least for me, was in Paris, and going to either the Luxembourg Gardens or to, you know, just simply sitting on a park bench would be fine too. But the picnic aspect, you gotta have a blanket, right? But these are fun to enjoy with one or two other people and throw in a little small bottle of wine, some glasses, a fantastic salad that you picked up at the farmer's market, whatever you want to do, cheese, a baguette, and just get lost in the afternoon. Just get lost in the afternoon or the evening, wherever time of day you want. Definitely take the time to plan a picnic. I'll provide a link. There's a book that was just released this past April from two writers from Portland, Oregon. It's called The Picnic: Recipes and Inspirations from Basket to Blanket. And I mentioned it earlier on the blog in a this and that post a few months ago, but I will include the link to this book, because it might be a great way to get ideas for how to plan that perfect picnic you've been thinking about. So number 9, plan a picnic. Number 10, hang a hammock. Oh my goodness, I want to do this so badly. I thoroughly enjoy a hammock. I love the feeling of swinging and just being kind of suspended in midair and relaxing, laying down. And it's usually really quiet because there's only one person there. And I don't know, you're outdoors. There is just something childish about it in a very, very good way. I don't know. Something to try if you can, if you have two trees or two poles or whatever your yard or vacation rental situation is, why not hang a hammock? Number 11, enjoy a concert outside. Whether this is simply on the street, maybe it's out in the outdoor eating facility at your favorite restaurant, or maybe it's even in an amphitheater. Take in one outdoor concert and just... it's just something different about a concert when it's outside. And usually it's a little more relaxed and it's definitely less stuffy with regards to the air because you're outside. And sometimes people get up and they'll start dancing, and it's just a great place to get lost in the moment. I am thoroughly excited because Bend has an amphitheater, as many of my fellow Oregonians may know, and there are a handful of great musicians coming to their venue this summer, Sheryl Crow being one and Ben Harper. But the band that I am so excited, and I'm not a concert goer. This is the thing. I'm not a big concert goer. I like small little intimate venues, but Pink Martini is coming to the amphitheater in Bend, and I have yet to see them in concert. So I am so excited to finally hear them in person, but outdoors and in my new hometown, Bend, Oregon. So definitely look around you and see what you can find. There's all sorts of outdoor concerts and festivals going on. So I'm sure there's something you can figure out and go enjoy if that's up your alley. So number 11, enjoy an outside concert. Number 12 is travel as much as you can. I know this is not available for everybody every summer. I know that for many summers in my 20s, I was not able to travel like I would have wanted. But if ever an opportunity comes up and it's something that tickles your fancy, do it. Take it. You never know what you're going to discover or find out about yourself or the world or life. Just a change of scenery does wonderful things for the spirit. So take advantage of any opportunity to travel near or far, across the ocean, or simply across the county line. Go for it, enjoy it, and come back renewed, refreshed. Number 12, travel as much as you can. Number 13, plant a garden or enjoy a garden. However you want to do it, whether you have a mini little herb garden in your kitchen, or maybe you want to plant a few vegetables outside if you have space, or maybe you make a box for the summer, go ahead and buy a big pot or a pot that you can afford the size that's available to you and make a little mini garden in a pot. I will provide links in the show notes of a mini garden that I created in on my back porch, or actually my back door. My kitchen had lettuce in it and had a bunch of herbs in the herb box that I have outside as well. So I'll provide links to that particular post that I wrote a few years ago that maybe will offer some ideas and inspiration. So number 13 is garden. Number 14, and I briefly mentioned it before, but eat outside. Whether it's simply eating outside on your back porch or front patio, your breakfast, or enjoying that lunch with a friend, or going to a restaurant and sitting outside. One of the things I absolutely love doing, I do this year round if I can, if the weather permits, is going by myself. And I generally love just going by myself, taking my dogs, because then I'm never really alone, right? And bringing my favorite reading material, or maybe my notepad, because I need to start writing a blog post for the week, and just getting lost and not really thinking about time. In fact, I just had lunch the other day outside under the awning, so I wasn't getting beat down with the sun, but it was still really warm out. And I could just go through my magazines, my local newspaper, get caught up on the news. And it's amazing how many people, even if you're sitting by yourself, you can have a conversation with as they walk by. I knew so many people walking by because it is a small town. And so I really wasn't eating alone, but I do like my time alone. So whether it's with somebody or not, get outside, enjoy the meal outside. This is a perfect time to do that. And rosé in the afternoon. It's a fun thing to do, and it's a great way to just relax with a friend or on your own. Number 14, eat outside. Last but not least, vow to yourself to learn something new before the summer is over. Whether this is in your travels, when you go to a museum and you learn something new about a historical figure that you had no idea, or historical place, or maybe it's simply reading a new book and it opens your eyes to something, or maybe it's you have tried a new sport or a new skill and you've taken a few classes, or you've just spent more time involved in this activity. Learn something new by the end of the summer. That is my call to action, not only for you, but for myself. I am going to be working on a few things, and I'll let you know how it goes at the end of the summer. So number 15, learn something new. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of how to make the most of your summer as we dive into these next 3 months. I look forward to sharing with you how I incorporate these 15 ideas into my daily life, because all of them are something that I hope to do. I may not get to all of them, but I am sure going to try. And please do feel free to share on Instagram or here on the blog at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast43. If you do want to share on Instagram, simply put the hashtag #mysimplyluxuriouslife or #thesimplyluxuriouslife or tag me thesimplyluxuriouslife, and I will find that and certainly comment and like it and perhaps put you on my feed as well. So if any of this is of interest to you, or you want to look at any of those blog posts I mentioned throughout the episode, go to the show notes at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast43 and take a look at them. Now, let's get to this week's petit plaisir, because I think you might enjoy it. I'll see you in just a moment. As I mentioned at the top of the episode, there is a new original series that just was released, and it's released by Amazon, the same creators behind House of Cards and Grace and Frankie. And this series is called Catastrophe. It was just released on June 19th, 6 full episodes, and it is a romantic comedy real-life scenario that was a hit in Britain and is now finally coming to our shores here in the States. Available for free for Prime members of Amazon and for purchase for those of you that don't have Prime Amazon per episode. This is a delightful alternative to the rambunctious, smash them and grab them kind of films that seem to be prevalent this summer. This one is lighthearted. It's romantic, but it's also real. It's also real. Here is a clip to give you a taste of what the series is about.
Have a margarita.
I'll get it.
No, it's fine.
Hey, don't make me fight a stranger.
Whoa!
You're like an American sex wolf in London.
When did you go back?
Thursday.
Well, I'll write down my number.
You know what? That's my work visa, so if you... Doesn't matter.
Great.
Hey, so great to hear from you.
I'm pregnant.
I don't understand.
You know, we had sex like 25 times in a week and you wore a condom maybe twice.
Why did you let me do that?
And it only says Rob because I don't know your surname.
It's Norris.
Mine's Morris. Morris and Norris. Well, at least that's ridiculous.
As you can see, the catastrophe is pretty clear. And it's how these two actors approach the subject that is absolutely brilliant. Really quickly, the two voices that you heard in that clip were American comedian Rob Delaney and Irish actress who has been compared in many ways to be the British Tina Fey, Sharon Hogan. Now, what's lovely about this is that you have two adults that went about their lives. American comes to London on a business trip, meets an Irish school teacher, and they hit it off. And the unexpected happens, or maybe expected based on the details we heard, but doesn't matter. It's how they approach it. This is completely the opposite of Knocked Up with Katherine Heigl. This is believable. This is a breath of fresh air. It involves comedy, British and American approach, so you have the integration of both of those, but it also involves real life. The questions, the possibilities, the what ifs, the anxieties, and I just really think you'll enjoy this. There's 6 episodes, dive in. The New York Times described the style as HBO-style gloss, but with quieter and a smoother approach. The chemistry between the two is fantastic. It's easy to watch. It's not going to scare you out of your seat, and it will definitely pass the time as you're flying through the air or down the road or on the rails. I do hope you enjoy. On today's show notes, I'll be sure to include the trailer as well as links to view these episodes or purchase these episodes on Amazon. You can find all of this information at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast43. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a recipe, or anything that offers insight into how to live simply luxuriously. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonjour!
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.